Okay, when the Gemara Ksubis, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, 31A1, all the way on top of the page. Okay, the Gemara was discussing like this. We know, according to all opinions, if somebody did an Aveda, that simultaneously they get capital punishment from the Bezdin.
31A1, right?
31A1, all the way on top. So he says that if, everybody agrees that if somebody did a punishment that gets capital punishment, and simultaneously they cause somebody damages, financial damages, the din is they get the capital punishment, but they don't have to pay the money. Okay?
31A1?
Huh? 31A1.
Wow.
What?
I was on a different page.
That's what we're up to. But with the argument before the Gemara was discussing was if you do a Naver of Karis, that Hashem kills you, is the din of Kimlei B'drabba Minemin, then also do you get. So the M'duchunya ben Akana, the Gemara said before, maintains that even then, you do, because Hashem kills you, you still don't have to pay the money, and the Chachamim disagree. Okay? So now the Gemara says like this. Kufa, we learned before in the Gemara. Top line. Amar Rav Chista said, Meid Rav Nechuni ben Akana, even though Rav Nechuni ben Akana says that even if God kills you, he's a Misa B'dei Shemayim or Koris, or whatever the different opinions before, you don't have to pay punishment. Nevertheless, he would say like this. Begainiv chelba shechaveri. This, the Gemara brought this down before, so the Gemara is just repeating it to elaborate on it. That, right, Rav Nechuni ben Akana would agree that if somebody steals the chelev, which is the fats of a certain animal, of certain animals, that if you eat it, the punishment is Koris Hashem kills you. Shulchayv, you still have to, ba'ochle, and he ate it, you have to pay the money. Meaning, if somebody steals somebody else's chelev, and he eats it, so because he gets karis, I would think you don't have to pay the money. No, the Chunim ben Akana says, even then I agree, you have to pay the money. Why? Shekvan nischayv b'gneva, because he was obligated in stealing, kedem sheyovele de isa chelev, before he came to transgression of eating chelev. In other words, like this. We said in order to get freed of payment, the aveda of capital punishment has to be simultaneously with the action. When I steal somebody's fats, the second I pick it up, I stole it. Then a minute later, I ate it. So first is the stealing, then is the punishment of Karis. So then the din is, I don't get... Then I, because I get karis, they still have to pay because it wasn't simultaneously. If it's simultaneously done, then I get the karis and I don't have to pay the punishment, according to Rav Nechuni ben Akana. But I hear I have to pay the money because it wasn't simultaneously. So the Gemara says, Lema pligad Rababin. L'cha'edah, this statement of Rav Chista argues in Rababin. The Amid Rababin says like this, Hazei dikhetz, if somebody shoots on Shabbos, he shoots an arrow in a public domain. Betchilas arba l'seif arba, from the beginning of 4 cubits to the end of 4 cubits. Bekodesh shiroyim balichosei, and he, while he's doing this, the arrow pierces somebody's silk garments, balichosei, while it's going, potter, he doesn't have to pay. What does he say like this, okay? The din is, on Shabbos, if you throw 4 amis, in the public domain, you get killed. It's like carrying on Shabbos, if there's no Eidav. What happens if while the guy shot the arrow, okay, so shooting an arrow is like carrying it, you're throwing it. So while the arrow is going within the 4 amis, it rips somebody's garment. Okay? So he says you don't have to pay for the garment. That's what the Babin says. So the Gemara's question is like this. And he says, why? Shakira tzeira chanocha. Because the beginning of the picking it up, I'm going to explain this in a second, is a prerequisite of putting it down. That means, even though it tore the garment before it landed on the... Okay, let me explain the din first like this before we get into this. Carrying on Shabbos, which is forbidden, has 3 parts to it. Okay? You can't carry from inside to outside, or from outside to inside, private to public, public to private, or you cannot carry 4 amis in the street, 4 cubits in a public domain. But in order to be considered carrying on Shabbos, you have to do three things. You have to pick it up, you have to carry it out, and you have to put it down. If one of the three is missing, you did not desecrate Shabbos. Rabbinically, you're not allowed to do it because you might come to do the whole thing. But for instance, if I'm standing inside my house, okay, I stick my hand with an object out of the window. See, if I throw it down, then I put it down on the ground by throwing it down. But what happens, I pick it up, put my hand out the window, and somebody else takes it from my hand. So I only did the first two parts of it. I picked it up, carried it out, but I didn't put it down. The other guy put it down. So therefore, none of us did a complete malacha, the complete thing of carrying. Now, when you shoot an arrow, in order to be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos, you have to pick up the arrow, which means basically shooting it. The arrow has to go the 4 amos, 6 feet, and then it has to land. If it doesn't land, then you're not chayiv on Shabbos, correct? So he says like this, if I shoot an arrow, and let's say the silk is at the end of the 4 amos, and it penetrates the silk, and then it goes down, he says, I don't have to pay for the guy because I'm going to get killed. Why? It damaged the garment before the arrow landed. So he says the reason for that is Shakira Tzedek Hanacha. Because Akira is a prerequisite. Meaning, even though that it ripped the garment before the arrow landed, nevertheless, it's considered one act because the Akira, the picking it up, and the Hanacha, putting it down, is all one act. So it's simultaneous. So the Gemara says, if that's the case also, Hachanami, by the case of stealing somebody's fats and eating it, Hagbot Tzedek Achilahu, it's picking it up for the sake of eating. And that's the Gemara says like this. If I want to pick up your fats, I'm stealing your fats. Again, if you eat fats, he gets chorus. So a guy comes, your fats are on the table, I pick them up, okay, and then I eat it. So the Gemara said before, no, the stealing comes before the eating. So it's not simultaneously. So the Gemara says, but Rabbanan doesn't say that. Rabbanan says if I shoot an arrow, and it, because the beginning and the end are all one act, so therefore, I don't have to pay for the silk. So why over here do I have to pay for the chalev? If it's one act, I picked it up, and I put it down by eating it. Not in Shabbos, but I just ate it, so it's one long act. If it's one long act, it's simultaneously. That's what he's asking. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hachi Ashtu, what's the comparison? Hasam, in the case of the arrow, you can't put it down without picking it up. Hacha, here, by the case of the fats, it is possible to eat it without picking it up. In other words, like this. When I shoot an arrow can't land if I didn't shoot it. Right? So therefore, the shooting, the picking it up, and the landing is really the same thing. But by eating, I don't have to pick up your fats to eat it. I could bend down and eat it. That would be simultaneous. By the arrow, there is no other way of doing it. The only way you can get that silk is by shooting the arrow, going through the silk, and then landing. So that's one long action. So then, because it's one long action, and you get killed, so then you don't have to pay for the silk. But the Gemara says, if you're picking up somebody's fats, and you're going to eat it, the Gemara says it's two separate actions. One is picking it up, which is stealing, and then afterwards you eat it. So you can't compare the two cases. Over here, Halacha, the Gemara says, it's possible I can eat it without picking it up. Why? Because I could bend down and eat it. So therefore, when I didn't, and I picked it up first, and then I ate it, so it's two different actions. The picking up stole it. The eating it gets me the obligation of kares. So therefore, it's not simultaneously. Now, the Gemara is going to answer another answer, but this is the first Gemara's answer. You can't compare a case when you shoot an arrow and it breaks something, it tears something, and then it lands, because over there it's one long continuation. If it's one long continuation, it's a simultaneous act. If it's a simultaneous act, then you don't have to pay if you get killed. By picking up the fats, the picking it up is one action, eating it is a different action, and therefore you would have to pay for it. Inami, or my answer is a very interesting answer. Hasam, over there in that case, by the arrow, Iboila Dure, if he wants to take back what he shot, Le Matsu Mahadrele, he can't take it back. In other words, like this. When I shot the arrow, and this is a very interesting, Gemara answers this in many places in the Gemara, but it's a very interesting concept. Once I shoot the arrow, I can't take it back anymore. So therefore, my shooting, and because I can't stop it, my shooting, tearing the silk, and landing is one act. But here, if I stole the fat with my hand, I could put it back before I ate it. So it's two distinct actions, and that's what the Gemara is differentiating. Why does Rababin say in a case where I rip the garment by shooting an arrow, I don't have to pay for the garment because I get killed? He says because over there it's one simultaneous action. Either because the Gemara's first answer, I don't have to pick it up by eating, I could bend down and eat it, but by the silk, with the shooting the arrow, there's only one way I could do it. Or the Gemara's second answer is, I can't change my mind. You know, it's a very interesting sikha from the Rebbe. There's a very speaking about shooting arrows. The Gemara says like this, and it's also an argument, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in Bava Kamma, a very famous argument in the Gemara. If my axe damages your property, right, why am I obligated to pay? Because it's my property, damaging your property. Right? So I have to pay. I'm responsible to guard my ox. If I don't guard my ox, and my ox damages your ox, I have to pay because it's my property. It's not me. It's my property. One of the four damages is if I light a fire in my house, with a normal wind, the fire goes out, and that burns down your house. Right? So the Torah says you have to pay. But the Gemara's question is, what concept is a fire? Is it me, or is it my money? In other words, if I shoot an arrow, the Gemara's talking about here, if I shoot an arrow, and it breaks your window, it's not my property breaking your window, it's me breaking your window. It's like an arrow, it's me. I shot the arrow, it's like my hand breaking your window, so it's not I shot an arrow. But it's not my property damaging you. Because even if I take somebody else's arrow, right, I take somebody else's arrow and shoot it, and it breaks your window, I have to pay. It's not my property damaging your property, it's me damaging your property. Or do we say, no, fire is like my property. Just like my axe damages you, I have to pay. My fire is like my money. So Rabbi Yochanan says, interesting thing, Rabbi Yochanan says, that lighting a fire is like shooting an arrow. The Rish Lakish says, no, it's not me, it's my property. I lit the fire, it's my responsibility, I wasn't responsible, it went out, normal winds, I have to pay. The halacha is, like Rabbi Yochanan, that what is a fire? A fire is like you're constantly doing it. So think like when I shoot an arrow, as long as the arrow is going, it's like I'm moving with it. My power is
behind it.
So the Numuka Yosef was a Rishon in the back of the Gemara, and Bava Kamma asks a very famous question. If that's the case of what fire is, that means I'm constantly doing it, he asks a very simple question. How could a woman light Shabbos candles on Friday, it's burning into Shabbos, but if a fire, like we just said, means it's me doing it constantly, so that means I'm lighting a fire on Shabbos. Just think if I shoot an arrow, as long as the arrow is going, it's me doing it. So, if I light a fire, based on this Gemara, so whatever I'm doing, It's like I'm lighting the fire constantly. So he asks a very simple question. How could a woman light Shabbos candles? Why isn't that desecration of Shabbos? Because the fire is burning into Shabbos. So he answers a very interesting answer. And this is accepted, so to speak, in Halacha. He says, because when I light a fire, it's like the whole thing was done already. He said, according to the Bichlin, when I shoot an arrow and it breaks your window, as soon as I let go of the arrow, it's like your window is broken already. Okay? So he says, when a woman lights Shabbos candles, very interesting concept. When a woman lights Shabbos candles, it's like the second she lights it, the whole candle's burnt already. That's it. That's what the Gemara says with it. So the Rebbe asks a question in the Gemara. As the Gemara says, the same Rabbi Yechanan, that said, when you light a fire, it's like the second you light it, it's burnt. Yeah? So he asks a question like this. The Gemara says, concerning Tisha B'Av, the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. They lit the fire Tisha B'Av afternoon, mm-hmm. And it burned through the 10th of Av. Burned through the 10th of Av. So the Gemara asks, so why is Tisha B'Av not 10th of Av? The main building burnt on the 10th of Av. So Gemara says, because it began on the 9th. Okay? Comes along Rabbi Yechanan, the same Rabbi Yechanan, and he says, if it would be up to me, I wouldn't make the fast Tisha B'Av, I would make it the 10th of Av. Why? Because that's when the majority of the fire burnt. Right? So the Rebbe asks, 1 minute. Rabbi Yechanan says, we just got through saying that as soon as you light the fire, it's like the whole building is burnt down already. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it should only be Tisha B'Av. Because that's when the fire was lit. And halachically, he just said, like by Shabbos candles, as soon as you light the fire, the whole thing's done already. So why does Rabbi Yechanan say such a statement? So the Rebbe answers what this Gemara is saying over here. The Rebbe answers the question like this. Why, when you light a fire, and the fire goes out, I mean, not extinguishes, it goes to light something else. Why is it that the Gemara considers as if it's done already? So the Rebbe explains logically, because as soon as I light the fire, and it goes out, I can't stop it. The Gemara says he can't stop it. Once they shoot the arrow, I can't stop it. But when it comes to God, God burnt the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem could stop it. So this whole concept of fire, which we say means that as soon as you light it, it's considered as if the whole building was burnt, that doesn't exist by Hashem, only by a person. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says, over there, the fast would, if it would be up to me, it would make it the 10th of Av. But this is what the Gemara says over here. There's a difference between shooting an arrow and ruining the silk, or bending down. Because even if I pick up the fats to steal it, that's one action, because I could stop the action by putting it back. And therefore, Rav Chista says, and Rav Abba would agree to it, that because I steal it, it's stolen before I get eat it, before I get karis. So therefore I would have to pay for what I stole. But by the arrow, because I shoot the arrow, I can't change it anymore. It's gone. There's no way I could stop the arrow. So therefore it's one continuous action. So shooting the arrow, tearing the garment, and the arrow going down is one continuous action. And therefore, because it's continuous simultaneously, I'm desecrating Shabbos, I'm going to get killed. And I'm going to ruin the garment, so then I don't have to pay for the garment.
If you shoot an arrow and gets caught in a tree way up, have you done the act completely?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it landed.
Landed on a tree.
Yeah. And it was 4 amos away. If it's 6 feet and lands in the tree, so it's like it stopped. But the Gemara Gad says an interesting thing. If it lands over 10 tefachim, it's a lot in the Gemara Shabbos. Because a public domain only goes up to 10 amos. Private domain goes up to the sky. public domain, for instance, if this is the street, yeah? And let's say this, the middle of the thing is where 10 amas go, yeah? And I stand 4 amas away and throw like a sticky substance. So if it lands under 10 tfachim, that means it landed in the street. If it landed over 10 tfachim from the ground, it didn't land in the street. So I never carried 4 amas in the street, picking it up and putting it down in the street. Understand? So maybe in a tree it would be the same thing, because it's above, but if it landed less than 10 tfachim, yeah, it would be like in the ground. But we should say, Yachar, the private domain, the Gemara says it's different. If I'm in an enclosed area, it goes all the way up to the sky. If I have a flagpole, let's say, so you stick a pole in the ground. Let's say I have in an enclosed area, yeah? I have a flagpole that's 30 feet high. And the guy throws from the street something, and it lands on the flagpole, that's considered stopping in the private domain. It's more than 10 tefachim, but that's only in the public domain. Public domain goes up to 10 tefachim. Private domain goes up to the sky. Okay. So this is what the Gemara says. Inami hasam, by the case of the arrow, he boila dud, if he wants to change his mind and take it back, le matzim hadli, he can't. Hocha, by the chewing and the, by picking up the chelev, so matzah hadli, he could change his mind. Okay. So the Gemara answers like this. What's the difference, though, between these two answers? One answer is, I could pick it, I don't have to pick it up to eat the fats, I can bend down and eat it. And the other answer was, I could take it back or not. So the Gemara said the difference is like this. Hamavir Sakin is going into very interesting Shabbos Gemara. The Gemara is really going off into Shabbos now. A guy doesn't shoot an arrow. He carries a knife, b'shusar abim, 4 amis in a public place, v'kodesh shiroim balichosei. And while he's walking, he rips the silk, keeps on walking and drops the knife. Yeah? Now, over here, it depends which answer the Gemara, but according to the answer of the Gemara, that by an error you could take it, but you cannot take it back, here you could take it back, because you're walking with it. You're not shooting it. So Gemara says like this. That would be the difference. Lahachlish in the Amid, according to the first answer of the Gemara, that says, Iafshala nocha b'le akira, you cannot have a putting down without an akira, meaning it's one continuous act from the time you pick it up until you put it down is one act, and therefore everything that goes on in the act is considered done. Hachanami, the same thing over here. But when you carry the knife, it's impossible to put it down without picking up. Meaning, according to the first answer of the Gemara, in this case, you would not have to pay for the silk. Why? Because you're walking, from the minute you picked it up, walked, slashed the silk, and put it down, it's one continuous act. But lahachlish, according to the second answer, that differentiates if you could take it back or not. Once I shoot the arrow, if I can undo it or not undo it, he says, here by the knife, you could stop. You couldn't shoot it, you're carrying it. So that would be a halachic difference between the two answers. If somebody shoots an arrow and it destroys somebody's silk, everybody says you don't have to pay on the silk. Because one continuous action, simultaneously you're desecrating Shabbos, and simultaneously you're breaking the guy's silk. But if you carry a knife and stab the silk on the way, so if you hold picking up and putting down and everything in between is one action, so here also it's one action, you wouldn't have to pay for the silk. But if you say the reason is because once you shot the arrow, you can't take it back. Here, because you didn't shoot the arrow, you're holding the knife, so then you could take it back. So then you would be obligated to pay. That would be the difference between the two answers of the Gemara.
And if there are witnesses and they put up a trial, everything is reversed. And if the court kills him,
then he doesn't have to pay. Then he doesn't have to pay.
But if Hashem kills him?
Well, then Reb Nachum Menachana says, even then you don't have to pay. Chachamim and Amishta say, then you do have to pay. Because only if Bezdin kills you, you don't have to pay. But the question is, and this I don't remember now, what happens nowadays if somebody desecrates Shabbos, so the court doesn't kill you today? But I would get death. So I don't remember the halacha. I think you do have to pay. Would I still have to pay for what I damaged? Because I'm not getting killed. So then I'm not getting the bigger of the two punishments. But in the time when Bezdin killed you, that would be the case. Murray said before. Second.
I thought if Hashem killed you, you don't have to pay.
That's what Mechuni Ben Akon's opinion. Right. But the Chachamim and our Mishnah say you would have to pay the fine. Remember the Mishnah says if you seduce your sister, which is Chorus, you have to pay her the fine anyway. Okay? And the reason for that is because it's only Chorus. And our Mishnah holds not the Grim Chuni Ben Akana. Our Mishnah says that if it's Chorus, then you would have to. Because remember we learned last time, where do we learn it out from? Because the Torah says if you hurt a pregnant lady, you have to pay for the kids. But the Torah says if you didn't kill her, because then you would get killed, then you wouldn't have to pay for the kids. So then the Gemara learns that the only time you would have to is because onish yonish. Like you said before, for that reason, if you burn down somebody's stack of grain on Shabbos, so you're desecrating Shabbos simultaneously with that, then you don't have to pay. But I think, I'm pretty sure that nowadays, when we don't get capital punishment, then you do have to pay.
And cars doesn't exist like in the old days either.
Huh?
And cars doesn't exist like in the old days.
Right. Well, that's another reason, even though technically Hashem could kill us.
Yeah, it could, but...
And the Gemara is going to go more into this in a few pages down. We'll see it later in a few pages. I'm pretty sure because today we don't have actual Bezdin killing, then you do have to pay. It's only because you're getting the worst of the punishment. So because you get killed, so you don't have to pay. But in case you're not going to get killed, like the Gemara's going to talk about that later in a few pages. What happens? Nobody warned you. Yeah? So I burned down your stalk of grain on Shabbos. So it's simultaneous, right? But nobody warned me. So Bez is not going to kill me. Right? If Bez is not going to kill me, then I do have to pay for the stock because I'm not getting killed. So I think the same thing is today, that if Bezdin's not going to kill you because we don't have that capital punishment today, so in that case, it would be the same thing, that you would have to pay. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Gufa, we're on 31A2,
A2, okay.
Bottom of the first column. Go for we learned before in the Gemara like this. Amar Rababin. Azayri Ches Mitchil. The Gemara just quoted this before. The Gemara is saying, let's analyze it. Somebody throws an arrow from the beginning of 4 cubits to the end of 4 cubits, which is desecration of Shabbos. With Kar Shiroi Machilot Malichosei, and the arrow rips apart somebody's silk along the way. Potter, you don't have to pay. Why? Because it's simultaneously getting killed for Shabbos and payment, so you don't get it. And he says why? Shakira tzerech hanochi. Because the picking up of the arrow, meaning the shooting of the arrow, is the prerequisite of the putting it down. And therefore, if it's prerequisite, then it's one act. And if it's one act, simultaneously you're desecrating Shabbos, and simultaneously you're causing damage. Okay, so Gemara asks a question like this. Matzav Rabibi, it says in the Braisa like this, Barabaya. Hagain if kiss for Shabbos. If somebody steals somebody's wallet on Shabbos, and then walks outside with it. Okay, so he did two things. He stole on Shabbos, and he carried. Right? So the din is, Chayvi has to pay. Why? He's going to get killed for desecrating Shabbos too. But the answer is, Shekvain is Chayv B'gneva, because he already obligated himself stealing by picking it up. Kedem Shiyavali, they is his skila before he comes to skila. Because in other words, like this, if this is what I'm stealing of yours, the second I pick it up in your house with the intent of stealing, I stole it. When do I get chaya for carrying it out? When I walk outside with it. So it's two different actions. This is stealing. It's not simultaneous. First I'm stealing, and then I'm walking out with it. So it's two different actions. So the Gemara says like this. What happens though? The guy, he's stealing it, but he didn't pick it up. If this is what he's stealing, okay, in order to steal something, by the way, you have to acquire it. If I don't acquire it, I didn't steal it, right? So Gemara says, what happens if this is the thing I'm stealing from you on Shabbos? I don't pick it up, because then I acquire it as soon as I pick it up. I go like this on the floor. I drag it on the floor. So I didn't acquire it yet. And then, by the front door, I take it out of the door. So then when did I acquire it? When I took it out of your house. When did I desecrate Shabbos? When I took it out of your house. So then it's simultaneously. If I pick it up and then carry it out, so picking it up is the stealing, which didn't desecrate Shabbos yet, then when I walk out with it, I'm desecrating Shabbos. So then, it's two different actions. So yes, I get killed for desecrating Shabbos, but I have to pay the wallet. But if I'm dragging it out, that means I never acquired it. When do I acquire it? When it goes out of your house. That simultaneously is carrying on Shabbos from private domain to public domain. So then the Gemara says, then you have to be potter. So he says, why? She is a Shabbos v'gneiva b'yom kechut. Because then, the desecration of Shabbos and stealing is simultaneous. So the Gemara asks, why? Vamai, but why? In the first case, he says like this, if I pick it up to steal it, remember we just got through saying, Rababin said, that if I shoot an arrow, and it destroys your silk, so because shooting it, landing it, destroying it is one long act, it's simultaneous. So Gemara is 1 minute. If I pick up the wallet with the intent of stealing it, and with the intent of walking out with it, so if I pick it up, walk out with it, and put it down, why isn't that also one long action? It should be considered one long action. Just like when I shoot an arrow, okay, I shoot the arrow, the Gemara said before, the Rababin said, that's what he said before, shooting the arrow, tearing the garment, landing of the arrow is one act. Because it's considered one long action.
Like you said before, you couldn't stop it.
Right, but the question over here is, if I pick it, well, the Gemara's not asking according to that opinion. If I pick it up with the intent of stealing it, so I pick it up, walk outside with it, and then put it down, why isn't that simultaneously also?
But it was stolen, and then it was taken out.
Yeah, but the Gemara says, As far as Shabbos is concerned, as soon as they pick it up, it's part of the carrying process. So I'm already desecrating Shabbos.
But it's not outside yet.
I understand. But it's all part of the same action. Because, by the way, what you said, Taisus says that he's only asking according to the second opinion. Not according to the opinion that,
you could steal it and not take it out and hide it in a room somewhere. And after Shabbos take it out.
Right. That, what you're saying, Taisus says what you're saying, therefore he's not asking the question according to that opinion that you can't change it. You're right, because according to that, this is different. This you could put back down. Exactly what you said, that's what Taisus says. The only thing he's asking is according to the opinion that says it's one long act. Picking up, carrying out, and putting down is one long act. So over here it should be the same thing. I pick up the wallet, I walk out with it, I put it down, it should be one long action. In other words, I really shouldn't even acquire it until I take it out, because it's all part of that one action. Because the action of Shabbos, by the way, because my intent is to take it out, so that's one long continuation.
I can think of it. Unless it's right by the threshold and you pick it up and you walk out, it happens simultaneously.
No, that's if you drag it out like this. Then he agrees.
It's right by the threshold.
Yeah.
And you pick it up and walk out.
But even that, if it's in the table. The Gemara said a statement before that if you pick it up, well, who was asking according to Rabbi Abin's opinion, yeah? Because one long picking up and putting down is one long action. So he said, if that's the case, when you pick it up and you take it out and put it down, stealing on Shabbos, l'cha'ere, it should be one action of simultaneously. The Gemara is going to answer a whole bunch of different answers, but this is what the Gemara is asking now. The Gemara says there's still a difference. The Gemara says like this. Let me just explain this, what the Gemara was thinking now, okay? When I pick it up, the Gemara said before, you pick it up, you walk out with it, you put it down, it's one long action. Like by the arrow. The Gemara's second answer was, there's a difference because this you could take back, this you can't. But according to the first answer, the Gemara is totally irrelevant. The Gemara's answer is, the Gemara said before, you pick it up, you carry it out, put it down, that's one long action. Okay? So the Gemara says, 1 minute. The guy picked it up with the intent of stealing it, that means he picked it up with the intent of carrying it out. Right? Just like when I shoot an arrow, my intention is to ruin the silk. I'm shooting the arrow, and the silk is there. So therefore, when I pick it up, my intention is to steal it. That's my intent. So when I carry it out and put it down, it's one long deal. So then the Gemara's question over here is that he shouldn't be chayif because it's one simultaneous action of stealing and carrying it, because when he picked it up to steal it, the intent was to carry it out. So the Gemara's going to answer now a very simple answer. When he picked it up, he didn't want to steal it. He picked it up to put somewhere else in the house. After he picked it up, then he decided to carry it out. Over there, that becomes a new action already. And the Gemara says, you're right. If I pick it up with the intent of stealing, and I carry it out, it's one long action. Then I wouldn't have to pay for it because I get killed. But because when I picked it up, I said, no, I'm just going to move it here. Then once you have it in your hand already, you say, 1 minute, you know, this looks pretty good. Let me steal it.
Doesn't make sense. How you can judge a person by what he thinks? What his intention
was. Huh?
It's hard to judge a person by what he thought.
Let me ask you a question. If I take something out of your house, not with the intent of stealing it, I didn't intend to steal it. I wanted to bring it back. We just want to look at it outside in the light. Yeah? It's not stealing. It's not stealing. I didn't steal it. You're not allowed to, but I'm not doing it to mess him. My intention is not to make him crazy even. I'm just taking it to look outside in the light. My intention is not to steal it. The Gemara is going to ask a different question. But if I picked it up with the intent of putting it here, and then I carried it out, I never picked it up to carry. Forget the stealing. I never picked it up to carry. So then I didn't desecrate Shabbos.
Because you have to have intent.
My intent was not to pick it up to carry it out. Right. My intent was to move it in the house, which is allowed. That's what the Gemara is going to ask now. Okay, so then the Gemara says like this, V'chi ha'gavna mi'mechayev, would a person be obligated to pay in this case? It's not true. Why? For Amar Rav Simon, Amar Rav Abami, Amar Rav Yechanan, says an interesting halach. This is all in Hilchos Shabbos, by the way. Ha'mefana chafetzim izavis lezavis. If a guy picks up objects just to move it in one corner of the house to the next, okay? V'nim lechalen, and before he puts it down, yeah, he changes his mind, vahitzion, and he carries him out. Potter, he doesn't get killed. It's forbidden, but he doesn't get killed. Why? Because when I picked it up, I didn't intend to carry it. We're learning Hilchos Shabbos. We learned that in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, you have to intend to do the malacha. Okay? Now, carrying, we said before, the malacha of carrying has three parts. Picking it up, carrying it out, and putting it down. All those three have to be for the sake of carrying to get capital punishment. But if I picked it up, the Gemara says, to move from here to there, and I'm not planning to carry it, and while it's in my hand already, I already picked it up for a different reason. I carried it out and put it down. So then the Gemara says you never really intended to carry it. So then it's forbidden, but you don't get capital punishment.
Like the example you gave of the dead body in the room. You just don't want it in the room.
No, that's different, because over there, you're not doing the purpose of the malacha. Here you're doing the purpose of the malacha, but you didn't do the whole malacha. Because the picking up, which is a third of the malacha, you didn't do it for the sake of caring. If you stick your hand into my house, yeah, from outside, stick your hand through the window. So now you're standing in a public domain, your hand is in a private domain, right? And I put this into your hand, and then you carry it out. Yeah? You don't get capital punishment for carrying a Shabbos. Why? Because you didn't pick it up. Somebody put it down into your hand, and you just carried it out. You missed the beginning part of the malacha. You have to pick it up for the sake of carrying, you have to carry it out for the sake of carrying, and you have to put it down. That's when you did the malacha. So the Gemara asks, if the guy picked it up and then changed his mind that he wants to, when he picked it up, he didn't want to steal it. Then he changed his mind and stole it. So the Gemara said, but that's not called desecration of Shabbos. You're not going to get capital punishment anyway. Because when you picked it up, it wasn't for carrying. So of course you have to pay for the stolen object. You're not getting killed. Because you are missing one third of the malacha. So you're not going to get killed. And the Gemara says, Shalai Haisa Kirir Ishaina, look out, the first initial picking it up was not for the sake of steal, of desecrating Shabbos. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Lai Tema Amenatzel Atzniya, don't read what it says over there in this Braisa, that he picked it up, to move it from side to side, okay? And he wanted, he was in the condition of carrying it out. Okay? So what's the case? So why is he not exempt? Because he stole it at the same time. Speaking Sha'amad, when he stood, stopped before he went out. Meaning like this, where it says like this. The case is, the guy picks up to steal. He picks it up. So you're right. If the guy picks it up, walks out and puts it down, it's one continuous act. Okay? But what happens is the guy picked it up with the intention of stealing. Then before he walked out the door, he stopped. So stealing is over. And there's nothing to do with Shabbos. Because he stopped. Now when he started walking again, he picked it up by walking, and then he carried it out.
Right, he's like taking it right from the threshold outside.
But still carrying. Still carrying. No, I'm saying something else. The Gemara said, according to the Gemara, if this is yours, I'm stealing it. I pick it up with the intention of stealing and carrying it out. I go outside and put it down. The Gemara says that's one long simultaneous act, and therefore because I get killed, I'm not going to have to pay. Correct? But the Gemara says that's not what the Braisa is talking about. The Braisa is talking about like this. I picked it up to steal it, but I didn't walk straight out. I stopped. Right? Now, that first picking up is now landed, but it's all in the house. But because I intended to steal it, I stole it. But I didn't desecrate Shabbos yet. Because I stopped before I walked out. Now I'm going to start walking again and taking it out. That's a new thing of caring. Instead, so the first is stealing. The Gemara's initial thought is, if I pick it up to steal and I keep walking out and put it down, it's one long act. But the Gemara says, you're right. In that case, you'd be right. But here the case is speaking, the guy picked it up to steal it. Before he walked outside, before he desecrated the Shabbos, he stopped. Just took a break. Then he walked out. That would be desecration of Shabbos after the stealing. It's not simultaneous anymore. Because he stopped. If he didn't stop, picked it up and walked straight out with it, you're right, it's one continuous simultaneous act. But here he didn't do that. What he did was he stopped. And because he stopped, that stopped the first stealing. Now he stole it. Now he walks out. That's Shabbos. It's like, you know, we said many times when we're learning Shabbos. If you walk, let's say no eight of whatever, you're walking, and while you're walking, you realize you have something in your pocket. So you're carrying. You shouldn't stop. You know, like the joggers do, just keep walking around, right? Once you stop, right, then your carrying is completed. You walked out, that's picking it up, you carried, and now you're stopping. You're going to start walking again. Again, you're picking it up. Picking it up doesn't mean necessarily with your hand. If something is in your pocket and you start walking, it's picking it up. Now you're going to walk again. You're going to stop at the next red light. So you just desecrated Shabbos again. Then you're going to start walking again and come into your house. Then you're desecrating Shabbos three times. Understand? Like this, if you don't stop walking, so basically it's an interesting concept. You started off in a private domain. You never picked it up or put it down in the street because you never stopped. And then I put it, ending up putting it in a private domain. And the Gemara says, if I carry from a private to a private via public, and I don't stop in the public, the din is I don't get killed. It's forbidden, but I don't get killed. Why? Because I didn't put it down in the street. But if I put it down in the street, then it's starting again. The same thing the Gemara says. The guy stopped before he walked out. So the stealing is over, because he stole it. Now Shabbos is just beginning. Shabbos is just starting now. So the Gemara says 1 minute. And let me just explain the next, it's a short piece, it's getting late already. The Gemara speaks like this. When I stop, it depends why I'm stopping. If I'm carrying a beam, that's the case of the Gemara, you're carrying a beam, and you're walking. Sometimes the beam is falling off, and you stop to fix it. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that's not called stopping. Because you're only stopping to fix the beam, to continue walking. What happens if I stop to take a break? That's called stopping. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, I pick up the wallet, I walk to the door and I stop. Now, why did I stop? If I stop to straighten up the cup, the thing I'm stealing, then it's all part of one long continuation. If I stop to rest, then it's a new beginning, it's an end and a new beginning. So the Gemara said, why is he stopping? So the Gemara says, Ahmed Lamai, why did he stop? If it's to adjust the load on the shoulder, orcha, that's the normal way of doing it, and therefore it's part of the walking. It's not considered stopping. Ela Ahmed Lafish is speaking, the Gemara says, he stopped to rest. Then, it's a whole new thing. So the first Tarkita is over. The first lifting it up is forbidden. So the stealing was already done before I walked out. Now I'm getting a sin of stealing. The Gemara over there talks in Shabbos, because this Gemara is going to go into the whole thing over here. When I walk in the street, yeah? Now, normally when you walk, you continue walking. Benazi says, I'm always going to quote the next page. Benazi says that walking is like standing. Because when you walk, both feet are on the ground. I pick up, put down my foot, then I pick up the next foot. So according to him, anytime you walk, you're standing. Chachamim say, no, walking is walking, and standing is standing. But the Gemara over there discusses there's two types of standing. If I'm standing to fix the load, that's part of the moving. It's not stopping. We're stopping, don't worry.
No.
If I'm going to take a break, then it's considered stopping. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll see.